mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Here we are on this Wednesday, the first day of June 2005. We'll be live for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be talking to Air America talk show host, who's a libertarian, Charles Goyette, and he'll be coming on to discuss the Iraq war and the lies and propaganda and some of the censorship that he went through in the first days of the Iraq war when he spoke out against it. And then in the middle of the next hour, Sully Castillo will be joining us, highly decorated veteran, sniper in Vietnam, the chief DEA officer over Latin America who witnessed U.S. government drug dealing and complicity with death squads. And he's got so much information for us on the group known as Los Zetas. That's the U.S.-trained Mexican paramilitary forces killing federal officers, killing U.S. citizens, bombing vehicles. And nationally, there's a total blackout on this story. I was on the Mancow program in Chicago, and he's on Fox News, pretty informed guy. He didn't even know about this today. But hundreds of killings in the last year, it is very serious, and he'll be talking about that, as well as death squad commanders from the 1980s being hired to go to Iraq. That's mainstream news in Latin America. And how that ties into this CIA-controlled Cuban, with evidence now clearly showing blowing up Cuban passenger planes for the CIA. We'll cover so much with Sully coming up in the middle of the broadcast. That's when he'll join us, is right smack dab in the middle of this broadcast in 1 hour and 25 minutes, roughly. Sully Castillo will be joining us, so two powerful guests. I am still awed by the interview that we had yesterday with George Galloway, the member of parliament, the prominent member of parliament, who skewered, who roasted, who vanquished the lying Senate back on May 16th. He joined us with new revelations of the fake documents trying to link him to oil for food program with Saddam before that program even existed. And then of course, he really linked our government to profiteering and who was really behind it. And then I broached the question of, well, will we invade Iran? And he said, well, no, they don't have the political will to do that now. But then I said, well, what if the military-industrial complex carries out a terror attack? He said, that's a very real threat, a very real trick that these monkeys will pull. So one more time, coming up in the next segment, I'll air just about 2 minutes from that 30-minute interview that I did yesterday, or 25-minute interview I did yesterday with our guest. So that is coming up. And if you want that full interview when you're done listening to the broadcast today, it's posted on PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.com. L.A. police use cameras to catch pirated DVD sellers. Reuters. See, now the Homeland Security cameras are to catch people selling bootleg videos. I mean, it's just everything now. Because that's terrorism, folks. Got to stop the terrorist. Toyota aims to sell service robots by 2010. Gitmo prisoners told panel about abuse. It turns out all that stuff's true. They're just trying to propagandize and lie about it. Afghanistan harvests another bumper crop of opium, one of the CIA's favorite products for you and your family. A cover-up as shameful as Tillman's death, Los Angeles Times. More revelations there as the family lashes out about Pentagon propaganda. L.A. law enforcement wants registration of political dissidents. Oh, yes, my friends. Crew destroyed road for fake Schwarzenegger staged event. Big news there. More propaganda. More on the new Patriot Act. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 23 minutes, you'll be joined by talk show host Charles Goyette, who is a libertarian, but he's on Air America. It was enjoyable to be able to be on his radio program earlier this week and talk about the New World Order involvement in 9/11. Very interesting fellow exposing the Iraq war, and was fired, even though he had a popular talk show host, for not towing the line. So he'll be joining us coming up here in about 25 minutes. And then, in the middle of the broadcast, in about an hour and a half or a little less than that, Shelley Castillo, welcome to the official website of retired DEA agent Shelley Castillo. I'm reading here from the site. I suggest you go visit it. powderburns.org. Shelley Castillo served for 12 years in the Drug Enforcement Administration, where he built cases against organized drug rings in Manhattan, raided jungle cocaine labs in the Amazon, conducted aerial eradication operations in Guatemala, and assembled and trained anti-narcotics units in several countries. And of course, he was also a highly decorated Army sniper, very highly decorated, in Vietnam, with quite a few kills under his belt. And the eerie climax of Agent Castillo's career with the DEA took place in El Salvador. One day he received a cable from a fellow agent. He was told to investigate possible drug smuggling by Nicaraguan Contras operating from the Ilopango Air Force Base. Castillo quickly discovered that the Contra pilots were indeed smuggling narcotics back to the United States using the same pilots' planes and hangars at the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Council under the direction of Colonel North used to maintain their covert supply operation to the Contras. And that's where the story begins, but he's joining us today to talk about Las Zetas, these U.S.-trained murder forces, these terrorists that work for the U.S. government, basically. I talked to him about it this morning, and he agreed with me that that's clearly they were trained at the School of Americas, and they're murdering police and other rival drug gangs all over the Southwest, hundreds of killings, and a very, very, very serious. And this is the muscle. George Bush has got big muscle, long arms, and if he can't get American FBI and CIA to kill Americans and kill fellow cops, he's got an army of Mexicans who will do it. Well, it's like 25 to 30%, depending on which government announcement you read, of our forces in Iraq were illegal aliens. And they're instantly legalized if they come join the forces. So they're kind of like what the British had with the German Hessians that invaded this country in 1777. British didn't start bringing them in until the next year after the war started at Lexington and Concord. And they had them here right through, 1780, six or seven, right up until near the end when they pulled them out. And it's the same story over and over again. In the War of 1812, they were in the south of the United States yet again. So it's just a repeat. They're mercenaries. And Sully Castillo is a real expert on this, so he will be joining us coming up a little bit later in the broadcast as well. Believe me, you don't want to miss it. And we have a link to his website and details about him at Infowars.com. A very patriotic, very brave man, and we're always honored to have him on with us. L.A. police use cameras to catch pirated DVD sellers. And this is out of the Los Angeles Times Reuters Bureau today. Los Angeles is installing a network of surveillance cameras intended to catch street hawkers selling counterfeit goods, especially pirated copies of Hollywood movies on DVD. The Motion Picture Association, which represents major movie studios and government matters, contributed $186,000 to help pay for the system, which was unveiled Tuesday by Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton. In recent years, the MPAA has embarked on a campaign to stamp out the illegal copying of movies on video and DVD, which it says costs the industry $3.5 billion annually in lost revenues. The MPAA argues copyright piracy also leads to lost jobs and threatens the entire industry. That industry is the lifeblood of this city, Bratton told reporters. If it goes, we go. It's that clear. Okay, this is multifaceted, multivariate, and how to even address this is something that will give me a headache. There's so many facets here. Number one, I thought all these cameras being put up, a billion plus in Boston, a billion plus federally paid for in New York, 500 plus million in San Antonio, 500 plus million in Chicago, $200 million grant in Houston, another $100-something million grant in Dallas, hundreds of thousands of dollars in Austin a year, what, $844,000 a year since 1998 per year, thanks to Kay Bailey, to put new camera systems with microphones up every year. So I haven't counted that up. I don't know, 98 every year they repass it. So I don't know, that's $3 or $4 million. It goes on and on and on and on. Almost infinitely, the amount of surveillance systems, cameras, face scanners, microphones, RFID tracker chip readers. Now the chips are going in most of the products. It's happening everywhere. So that's one thing. They said it was first to run traffic, and then we knew when they started putting them up in our neighborhoods, it wasn't for traffic. Then they said, okay, well, with our departments of transportation in the states federally funded, it is for traffic, but it has dual use for the state police and county sheriff's department and your local PDs and metros and all the other little enforcement agencies popping up everywhere. And now even small four-way stops in one-horse towns, I mean towns with one gas station, I've even been in towns where the one gas station's boarded up. There's two or three shacks on the side of the road, but there you are with cameras at the four-way stop. You can't go anywhere without crossing these things. And the bill did pass the House, but the legislature's session ended before they could pass it out of the Senate. A bill to put a tracker chip in all inspection stickers in Texas. Who taxes us as we drive down the road? Right there in the bill. Just go to searchinfowars.com or the search box on InfoWars and type in transponder to go in inspection stickers in Texas, and you'll get the bill and the article about it. But this is the type of stuff we're facing. So then they said, okay, we are going to use the cameras, but to fight terrorists. But we won't have cameras on the border, though, and we'll tell the Border Patrol to stand down. And then now we find out that they visit a toy store selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes that are totally legal, AP reported. We find out they arrest a veteran who complains too much, and they say he didn't threaten anybody, but complaining held up the VA, and then that held up the government, and that aids terrorists, and so we arrested him under terrorism. The guy's a doctor. This happened to Gulf War One vet. You know, you've heard all those cases. We have a huge section on the website. So that's number one. They're using this against the general public. And then, number two, this is, again, what I just mentioned earlier. This is mercenary-type activity. Lockheed Martin in many cities, from D.C. to San Diego. We did get them thrown out in San Diego because it was shown in court to be patently illegal. Lockheed Martin, you know, the military-industrial complex, King of the Hill, they are using these red light cameras. No cops are involved, no judge, no jury, no due process. They just snap pictures of you supposedly running red lights. They took control of the management of the red light synchronization system and quickened the yellow lights, which actually caused more accidents in multiple major cities where we got statistics on that years ago, to make more money. They can make upwards of $15 million per red light setup at a four-way stop. Again, you have private industry coming in and actually engaging in law enforcement, you know, having government declare that they have governmental power, but then no oversight or no liability. Well, here we're going to have Hollywood, its big motion picture consortium, the Motion Picture Association of America, and they're talking about doing this all over the country, by the way, paying, but only a small portion of the money to put cameras up all over cities to then catch panhandlers selling things. Now, obviously, folks, it's a civil matter if people are doing this, and if you can prove they're doing it in a premeditated fashion with an entire work with the intent to distribute, then it can become a misdemeanor. But instead of doing due process, by the way, a few years ago, they already hired squads of former police officers to go intimidate people and threaten them to stop doing this, but instead of just following the law and using the remedies there, they're going to help pay for surveillance cameras. So now Hollywood, which is already involved with Homeland Security big time, is going to be involved in surveilling us and paying for it. So then there's that facet to all of this, taking their private industry money and paying for the control grid. And Target's involved in Minneapolis-St. Paul paying for the cameras. Other companies, Walmart's been involved in forced inoculation drills and forced drugging drills. That's been in mainstream news. I mean, they're all getting in on the act. I mean, anywhere you look, this is where the corporations take over the government. That's what corporate kleptocracy is. The plan calls for cameras to be installed on buildings in Los Angeles downtown fashion district where sellers of counterfeit goods target tourists and other potential buyers, as if they won't just move out of the view of the cameras. Well, then we'll have to put cameras everywhere. Oh, well, they're moving to other parts of the city. Oh, we have to see the cameras need to be used now to stop people selling counterfeit goods. Not to fight terrorists, just like the lady, what she was told. We are in infrastructure protection and Homeland Security. Stop selling the Magic Cube. And she said, but it's legal. I bought it from a major toy supplier. They sell these in Toys R Us. And she called the AP. They called. Yes, this is a totally legal toy. They just said, we don't care. Do not sell it. Because, guaranteed, the toy manufacturer gave money to a politician who then made a phone call. And why did they target a 1,500-square-foot toy store in St. Helen, Oregon? And send two agents from another state they're in Seattle instead of watching the border. It's a joke. The war on terror is a fraud. You are the terrorist.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time with rebroadcast from 1 a.m. until 6 a.m. in the morning. You can't miss it. I mean, how many hours a day is that? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 hours a day, my friends. But here live, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. I know we've already got loaded phone lines, and your calls are coming up, and we've got two great guests as well. But let's continue with the news. This is important. I mean, I just spent 10 minutes on L.A. police use cameras to catch DVD sellers. Oh, we're not going to use all these cameras we're putting up for law enforcement. No, it's not Big Brother. It's for traffic, you conspiracy theorist. And, of course, to read the transponder tags when they're putting all your cars and tax you. And, of course, to see if you're arguing with your wife and to report you. Or to see if you spank your children. Or to see... It's everything. Everything. Totally surveilled. Totally controlled. Totally, absolutely, completely un-American. And I'm not going to put up with it. What about you? A lot of news from California today. One of the big pilot states. L.A. law enforcement wants registration of political dissidents. Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca is trying to push the California state legislature to adopt a law that would require the registration and publication of the names political dissidents in a manner similar to that of criminal sex offenders. And, of course, they target a group that people don't like. I don't agree with a Nazi white supremacist or Mecha, but I will fight to the death for their right to have free speech and to not be registered. And it'll be you next, don't worry. Gun owners and others. That's in the new Patriot Act, by the way. Gun owners of America will tell you about it. Oh, but you love Bush. These Nazi white supremacist groups are a classic example of people who slide underneath the First Amendment and at the same time commit these hate crime acts, Baca told the L.A. Daily News. I think they need to be looked after and monitored for quite a long period of time. I think you need to be monitored with your criminal police force. Baca's legislation, which is ridiculously unconstitutional and extremely unlikely to pass, would order the arrest of all people in California who hold white nationalist political views. That's a quote, by the way, loosely defined to include everything from neo-Nazis to anti-immigrant conservatives. Again, there you go, for the purposes of photographing and fingerprinting them and placing their personal information on publicly accessible list of hate criminals. That would monitor California's existing sex offender database. That would mirror the California existing sex offender database. Baca's proposal is being backed by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, another racist hate group themselves, but they have their right to do what they do, and was timed to coincide with their report on increasing anti-Jewish violence in the Los Angeles area. Proposal is the most blatant example of Jewish hate-mongering and tyranny that has appeared to date in the United States. Baca is also backing a proposal to ban skateboarders from wearing clothes that sport German crosses. Well, I mean, how many of these, I see black, Hispanic, Chinese people wearing the West Coast choppers, West Coast hogs. I mean, that's World War I, folks. It's not Nazi. But do not tell them that. Baca is also backing a proposal that bans skateboarders from wearing clothes, and it'll be other stuff next, that sport either German crosses or lightning bolt symbols, telling the Daily News that they are a sign of white hate. Baca, Aguilar, the new mayor there, I mean, all these people, they're in their own supremacist groups. And, you know, this is put out by one of these right-wing conservative groups against them, but I link through to the Daily News article, and the quotes are there. And I agree with Mecha's right to say, for everything their race, for others outside the race, nothing. I agree with the right of the Klan to say everything for white Europeans, for others, nothing. I support Khalid Muhammad before he died, having the right to say that whites are all blue-eyed devils. And that we should, that's their right. I disagree with the Klan. I disagree with Khalid Muhammad. I disagree with Mecha and La Raza and the Reconquistas. But I agree with their right. And, it would call for arresting Barbara Koh and many other conservatives, including a lot of Hispanics who were against the total open borders. And they'll come arrest you and take you in for interrogation and get all your data. And it's right here in mainstream news. The government openly wants to do this, folks. And, of course, it will start with the, quote, white supremacist and move on to everybody else. But they're out of the gate saying... And people that are anti-immigrant, yes, people that, I guess, 65% of California voted to control the borders, but I guess arrest all them? I guess that's your plan, too? I mean, you guys are a bunch of criminals trying to violate our Constitution and Bill of Rights. You're despicable. And you're not going to win. You can't arrest everybody. And you're getting desperate, I know. People are finding out what you are. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got a syndicated talk show host, Charles Goyette, on the line, on the ISDN line. We can hear him. He can't hear us. So we're probably going to go ahead and just switch over to regular phone line, get him on here in just a few minutes. Really interesting fella, and I can't wait to be talking to him. Also coming up, not only does L.A. law enforcement want to arrest everyone who wears an Iron Cross, which is a popular skating and motorcycling symbol, worn by every color of people you can imagine, but anybody who doesn't like open borders, they're going to come arrest you and register you if the law enforcement groups, especially the sheriff of L.A. County, which runs a really horrible department, gets his way. So we'll talk about that. Arnold Schwarzenegger has a road destroyed, part of a road torn up. This is the San Francisco Chronicle, so he could stage fixing it. Just everything this government does is totally staged. But, oh, don't worry, Arnold has real Nazi views, so he'll be just fine. He can say he admires Hitler and doesn't care if Kurt Waldheim's a Nazi, and but he wants our guns. Don't worry. That's all good and wonderful. Just don't fight racist groups, or you'll be called a racist and you'll be arrested if they have their way. So that's coming up. Before we go to our guest, Charles Goyette, again, talk show host out of Arizona with Air America, one of their affiliates, I'm going to be showing my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. My newest and most powerful documentary, 2.5+ hours long, at two separate showings, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., coming up this Friday in 2 days at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in downtown Austin on Colorado Street at 7 and 10 p.m., two separate showings. And then next week, on Wednesday, June 8th at 8 p.m., at the Alamo Drafthouse on South Lamar. Two different dates, three different showings. You can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to the subpage on the Alamo Drafthouse website and buy tickets via their safe, secure ticket server. Or you can buy them at the door, but tickets really are going fast, and that's not hype. It looks like we may sell out the first showing even before people get to the door. But if that happens on Friday, I'll announce it and post it on the site. You need to go ahead and get tickets to the second showing if you can, or next Wednesday. But yeah, I think you can still get tickets to the first showing at 7 o'clock, so don't wait on that. And then last but not least, for those of you in the other 49 states who can't make it, though some people are coming in from other states, why not get it on DVD or VHS? 3 hours long on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS. Covers the police state, covers the latest 9/11 government inside job operations, and then covers who the globalists are, how they control society, what their master plan is. Get Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. It's really a mini-series. I've made, of course, 11 other films. You can watch them all online right now for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, all 12 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show I do every week. Also, all of my best radio interviews, they're all there at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Or call toll-free to get a hard copy of the films at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or, as always, go to Infowars.com, go to the secure shopping cart. You can watch lengthy clips of the films. In some cases, half of the film will be there, like American Dictators or Martial Law. I've got half of both those films up there for free. You can look at all the different specials we've got, films as low as $5.95 per DVD. Just check it out, Infowars.com. All right, I want to thank Charles Goyette for joining us. Again, he was a big Clear Channel talk show host with great ratings. And this was the period of time when major music stations were banning the Dixie Chicks and banning Peace Train or Love Train. I mean, this was in the heart of the propaganda that was going on that really did backfire on a lot of different people. And Charles got fired over this, but he's not just here to talk to us about that. He's here to talk to us about propaganda media and all the examples of it, and to tell us about his talk show, and recently honored as the best Phoenix talk show host by the New Times. It's a familiar voice for radio listeners all across Arizona. His broadcasting career has taken him from Flagstaff to Sedona and Tucson, with stops in Southern California as well before settling in Phoenix. Charles, good to have you on with us.
Alex, good to talk to you again. Yeah, it's a typical radio resume, right? You flip-flop, you bounce around from here to there, and I've done a lot of bouncing lately, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, tell us a little bit about what happened there as the Iraq War was heating up. What happened to you when you refused to play ball?
Well, it was the kind of thing that I don't think anybody in talk radio has really seen up close and personal. But it wasn't just me. If it were just me, if it were just one isolated case, then maybe you can say, well, somebody in management's running scared or something. But
I experienced something like this back in 1999, but go ahead.
Well, in my case, it was during the lead-up to the war, and I was an outspoken opponent. I mean, I think anybody could really see through the tissue of lies that was coming from these guys. But in my case, I took advantage of a pretty big forum that I had here in Phoenix, Arizona, to talk about it. And And it wasn't just me. I mean, if I was talking about how the intelligence books were cooked, I had the people on from the CIA veterans to the weapons inspectors that were confirming.
Scott Ritter, Ray McGovern.
Sure. Had all those guys on. And it didn't go down well with the Kool-Aid drinkers. And, you know, and I'll tell you, over the years, Alex, I have taken a little different view. This culminated in a really public confrontation with Clear Channel, my employer at the time, about the time of the war in 2003. But in the subsequent 2 years, I've had a chance to look back at it. And I really don't blame the executives with Clear Channel that ordered me to shut up about the war and tried to take my career for my refusal to shut up. I really blame the administration. And I'll tell you why. There's no reason to think that broadcast executives, radio station management people, vice presidents of major communications corporations should be immune from the kind of war hysteria that this administration was intentionally peddling and
we're
trying to
get nuked 45 minutes. It's all overrun by the Hill.
Yeah, and if they weren't capable of questioning what the authorities were telling them, then they looked at me, and here I am, one small, still voice in Phoenix, and they said, this guy, and literally I got emails to this effect, Charles, you're going to get us all killed. They're coming to get us. 45 minutes. Drones that can come across the ocean. I mean, it was just one line.
Poison pins.
It was simply unbelievable. And they didn't enjoy my making light of a good deal of the representations, you know, about the wind-up rubber band balsa wood drones that they were going to fly across the Atlantic to kill us all. They didn't like that. And so they all became Stepford talk show hosts at Clear Channel. Now, they called me in to a meeting, and there was corporate executives, officer, a Clear Channel vice president, and so on. They simply ordered me to shut up about the war. And of course, I pointed out to them that rather it's kind of ironic because this is talk radio with the reputation of being willing to take on all
comers.
Well,
you were also getting really good ratings at the time. I mean, people want controversy.
Oh, it's even better than that. Do you know they had just renewed my contract? I mean, they had, you know, at their option, not at mine, they had just exercised their option to renew my contract. I still have in my possession the check stub for the ratings bonus that they had to pay me for that quarter. I mean, I had a contractual deal. They had to pay me for performance bonus.
Yeah, the people don't want to hear the same talk show host finishing sentences for each other, parroting the same propaganda. It's incredibly boring.
Well, it got kind of ugly where I was, and what they really did is they turned the other talk show loose to all start trashing me. So here I am in an environment with...
You were enjoying the pre-demonization.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, you talk about being vilified. I mean, it was like, you know, terrorist lover, and your name is obviously French, and you hate America. It was all this hate America stuff, love terrorists, want us all to die. And I was sandwiched between Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the other local talk show hosts here in Phoenix on the station I was with were even more bloodthirsty and war-crazed than those guys, if you can imagine that. So here I'm, one small, still voice crying out in the middle of this, and I mean, and so they decided to make me the whipping boy on the air. And it got really ugly. Well, it didn't just happen to me. I subsequently got to know Roxanne Walker in South Carolina, North Carolina. Roxanne had been the talk show host or the radio personality of the year in North Carolina. She went through the exact same thing. It was also at a Clear Channel station. They began to belittle her on the air for the opposition to the war.
Now, by the way, you are not some liberal. You're a libertarian.
Well, yeah, I'm a libertarian, and actually, I'm in Arizona. I've got roots in the conservative movement that go back to Barry Goldwater when I helped.
And there were a lot of conservatives. Pat Buchanan was against it. Ron Paul.
Right.
I mean, a lot of prominent people said this is a total fraud, but they were ostracized as well.
They were ostracized as well. And as a matter of fact, I chose to tell my story. I'm glad you mentioned Pat Buchanan because I thought, well, if I'm going to tell this story before I'm marginalized and shuffled on out to the pasture, I'll do it in Pat Buchanan's magazine, The American Conservative. So I wrote a piece for him called How to Lose Your Job in Talk Radio, and detailing the experiences that I went through. And next thing you know, it became kind of a minor issue in the industry.
Well, let me just briefly, now they've kind of backed off that stance because people don't want to hear that. But my experience was with a smaller group called Shamrock Communications.
Sure, yeah, sure, I know them.
They own radio stations, and they also own a lot of newspapers. And they were, quote, supposedly liberals. And so I was on the radio for, you know, quite a few years here locally on an FM talk station, got really high ratings, and then Jay Leno said something about me, and management came down from Pennsylvania and actually said, stop talking about Bill Clinton, stop talking about all this urban warfare drills, stop talking about all this other stuff. And then the new manager told me, and stop talking about the governor, stop talking about Bush.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, I'm not going to stop. And then they kind of turned some other, suddenly the other hosts were attacking me. People were turning their backs on me. That went on for about 6 weeks. And then with total pleasure, they said, you are fired. Get your stuff out of here and get out of here. And now all those people are miserable. Not the owners of it, but all those minions who were there. You know, they're all basically a bunch of failures. And I'm bigger than ever on dozens and dozens and dozens of stations. Chicago, you know, a station that goes into Los Angeles. You know, all, and I'm not bragging. The point is that one door closed and a whole bunch of others opened.
It certainly happens that way. I'll tell you something. I too, was very, very critical of Clinton at a prior radio station, even before Clear Channel. But here's what I've noticed, and it's just an impressionism, I guess, Alex, you could say. But when I was dogging Clinton pretty badly years ago, back in the 90s, the people would complain to management, and they would want me fired. When I was at Clear Channel and opposing Bush's elective war, people didn't want me fired. They wanted me killed. And that sounds like an exaggeration, but I still have the emails.
No, I mean, I get the death threats, and I email them back, and I go, do you know you just death threatened me? I'm reporting this to the police.
Yeah. Well, I just saved them so my kids could read them at the funeral. Yeah.
I mean, you call them Kool-Aid drinkers. I mean, Bush is for open borders, for gun control, pro-abortion.
Oh,
the biggest federal budget ever, and they're calling him a conservative?
I know. It's ridiculous. I mean, what is the essence of conservatism? It's supposed to be fiscal responsibility. We have not seen the kind of fiscal irresponsibility that this administration represents, I think, in the history of the Republic. It has been absolutely unbelievable, and a price will be paid. But, you know, you mentioned the borders, and I was thinking about this during the lead-in to our chance to chat today. I think this, Alex, is one of the great untold stories, is that these neocons are also almost unanimously, I mean, it's part of the underlying philosophy.
Former Trotskyites.
They are, and they're all open border people. There's nothing to preserve about America that they love or what we've
accomplished. They're globalist.
They love America because we're mighty and they can use us to their ends.
An engine.
Right. They're total globalists.
They are, and I think conservatives are starting to get wise to this. That's why suddenly I hear neocon talk show hosts talking about the globalist. And so I think it's really backfired on them.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, I'm, you know, perpetually looking for signs that the American people are waking up, and every now and then I see a few. I don't know that I see a not. You know, speaking of signs, there was a story out today, yesterday, UPI story, with the guy that wrote the PNAC report. The guy that originally drafted the PNAC project, Tom Donnelly, and he's got a piece out now, a new book out. He's calling for increasing the military, another $100 billion for the military, a military budget of $600 billion. He said the money should go toward manpower to increase the active duty army from 480,000 to 625,000, to raise the Marine Corps to 210,000. Look, they're not meeting their recruiting goals right now. You know what this means.
Well, they've got the draft board set back up. They've got the bills introduced. And then we're conspiracy theorists to talk about introduced bills, but Ron Paul and others have said they are really gearing up for a draft. That will probably come after a helpful Pearl Harbor event that Dick Cheney talked about in his PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000. But, Charles, getting into fake newscasts, I mean, we're not just talking about pressure. Hundreds of millions of dollars just for propaganda pieces about so-called Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. We're talking about propaganda placement in Hollywood films. We're talking about all these shows like 24 promoting torture and secret arrest. I mean, this stuff is everywhere.
It's everywhere, and I don't think that in our lifetimes, Alex, we've ever seen such a dismal performance by the media. People have been all excited. The front pages of our newspapers out here in Arizona are all about this guy stepping forward. He was deep throat, and I've scratched my head and I've asked myself, where were all the budding Woodwards and Bernsteins, the guys that went to journalism schools or wanted to be crusading journalists and tell the truth? I mean, they're all missing in action. There is simply no reporting other than the talking points that are handed down from on high. It's a very shameful chapter.
Well, that's why newspaper circulation is down 60%+ in the last 10 years, over 11% in the last year. So you say, where are they? They're on these online blogs. They're on my website. They're on your website. They're the people out there that are now starting to rival the old media. They're losing control because they keep trying to sell the same lies, Charles.
I don't understand why they don't. I mean, I believe that you're right about the future wave is all the blogs and internet sites like your great sites and the site I have. But I don't know why these guys in the mainstream media and the print publishers and more don't perpetuate their own existence by at least stepping out and trying to tell the truth. I mean, it just seems to be beyond them to be able to do that.
Well, it'll destroy them. CharlesGoyette.com. Charles and Goyette is spelled GOYETTE.com. Link through at Infowars.com right now. He'll be with us for another 40 minutes or so. If he can stay with us. Then we got Sully Castillo, top DEA agent in Latin America, witnessed CIA drug trafficking firsthand. He'll tell us about Los Zetas and the evidence showing they're Bush-controlled terrorists.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to throw out some different news items at Charles Goyette coming up in the next hour and take your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And Charles, we don't have 5 minutes of news at the start of the next hour. We do that news right there, so we'll just do that together.
That'd be great.
Instead of letting, a lot of our stations don't want to carry the propaganda. Charles, I want to get into just a local example of propaganda. This is the San Francisco Chronicle today. Crew destroys road for sake of Schwarzenegger staged event. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger traveled to a quaint San Jose neighborhood Thursday and dodged by protesters. This just came out. Filled a pothole dug by city crews just a few hours before as part of an attempt to dramatize his efforts to increase money for transportation projects. But it backfired because they tried to cover up the fact that they dug the hole. I mean, this just shows how it's systemic. This is what they do. It's all staged now. Your comments.
Well, everything is upside down in this country now. People need to realize that all of these figures, from Arnold Schwarzenegger in California to George Bush in Washington, D.C., are our employees. They're no different than the people you would hire to be your kitchen help or your upstairs maid. And the idea that they are our rulers or our masters, look, we hire these people to go on with the business of balancing the budget and so on and so forth, so we can raise our children, so we can go to the Little League game, so we can have our families improve our lives and circumstances. And everything is topsy-turvy now. Everybody believes these people to be our superiors,
you know, Charles,
instead of our employees.
They call us civilians as if it's some military dictatorship. They're the authorities, the officials, and you really just boiled it down. And I should make that point more. We are above the government. We are the sovereigns, but instead, I mean, the police, so many people are getting arrogant, shoving us around, talking to us like we're their property.
Well, I think about this all the time, especially with respect to this administration and their chronic secrecy in which they hide things from us.
Imperial hubris.
Oh, they create these phony commissions that never really investigate things, never really ask the hard questions.
Appointed by them.
And the answer is always, well, the people don't need to know, or they better off not knowing. And I'm thinking, okay, so I've got the downstairs maid is stealing the silverware, but the groundskeeper knows about it, but he's not going to tell me it's for my own good that I don't know.
And he's threatening me. He's going to put me in handcuffs if I complain.
It's like the Emperor Caligula. Before long, they will have us all saluting their horses.
Or reading the portends in its excrement.
Yep.
These people are, they're totally out of control, and it's getting worse and worse. Charles, seeing this article about Schwarzenegger having fake potholes dug for him, I mean, I think this really condenses it all down.
It really tells the whole thing. I mean, we live in a media echo chamber in which none of the news is really the news. Everything is staged. Everything is phony. I've got a great story when we come back that I'd like to tell you about, Alex, too, about the 2000 election. I went down there to Tallahassee for the unending ballot counting, and in Tallahassee, there's like one of those kind of, I don't know, gas lamp districts down where the state capitol is and all the bureaucrats and all the lobbyists and so on and so forth. And all the news reporters, I mean, the faces you know from cable television and their pictures in the magazines, and all the people sit around asking one another each other's opinions all the time in this media echo chamber. They're all gathered down there for the unending election. And every night we'd all go to this one little bar to tell lies and slap backs and just relax at the end of the day. And I watched these people, and it's good conversation, a buzz in the room, until all of a sudden, 8 o'clock, everything came to a dead silence. Out came a dozen notebooks, and all of a sudden everybody started getting their lead for the next day's story because the Larry King Show came on.
Oh, exactly. And again, this is what the Kingmakers do. They set the agenda, and all these little people think they climb. If they read the New York Times, if they watch Larry King, then they know what to talk about the next day, and it's an absolute fraud, a total joke. That's why they're all losing their ratings. People don't want to hear this garbage. We'll be right back with our guest.